Page 108. Read. Exercise 2B. The Human Brain and the Power of Stories.
In a famous experiment, psychologists Fritz Haider and Marianne Simmel made a surprising discovery about the human mind. They created a short film in which simple shapes moved around the screen. Then, they asked 34 people to describe what they'd seen. Only one person described the movements of the shapes. All the others invented stories. One person said, "The triangles were in love with the circle." Another said, "The circle was running away from the angry triangles." Since then, other researchers have repeated the experiment with similar results. Why did so many people choose to give the shapes human actions and feelings? Many psychologists believe it's because our brains are wired to look for and respond to stories. Why are stories so important to us? One answer may be that stories helped early humans survive in a dangerous world. Thousands of years ago, people learned how to stay alive by passing along stories. For example, stories taught them what was safe to eat. "Do you see those berries over there? Don't eat them. My cousin ate some and got very sick." Stories prepare us for real situations and let us solve problems before we experience them. By sharing stories, early humans also learned important information about the people around them. They learned where others were from, how they lived, and if they were friendly. They learned how they thought and felt, and then compared these to their own emotions and experiences. In creating these connections, stories helped humans build relationships and work together, giving humans a big advantage over other animals. In fact, stories are so important that our brains are programmed to remember them over other kinds of information. In another experiment, psychologists Gordon Bauer and Michael Clark tested people's ability to remember information. They gave a group of people a list of 10 words and asked them to memorize the list. They gave another group the same list, but asked them to make up stories with the 10 words. The group that made up stories with the words was able to remember 6 to 7 times as many words as the other group. Think about the article you are reading now. In 6 months, will you remember the facts, the numbers, and the other details? Or will you remember the story of the circle and the angry triangles?